You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Making Work That Matters, a video by Seth Godin and Adam Grant. Seth Godin, revered thinker in entrepreneurship, marketing, and leadership, discusses creative practice in a companionable 40-minute conversation with best-selling author and TED speaker Adam Grant, presented by the RSA. Godin outlines the contents of his recent book, The Practice, Shipping Creative Work, and Grant offers insights from psychological studies of motivation. Creators in any field can apply their practical, compassionate, and often surprising recommendations to increase productivity, avoid stumbling blocks, and build a satisfying career. The first takeaway is, all creative work can benefit from a practice. No guarantees exist in creative work, but creators who maintain a practice will always achieve better results than they would without a practice. Having a practice means seeing creation as a form of work. Don't expect creative work to be easy. You will get blisters. For example, science fiction author Isaac Asimov, who published 400 books, sat at his typewriter from 6:30 a.m. to noon every day. Painter Abby Ryan launched her career by completing one painting every day and selling them on eBay. Creators who embrace practice show up to work. They know that writer's block doesn't really exist, and they separate the work from the outcome. Having a practice can help you stop getting in the way of your own work, and the elements of your practice will all contribute to productivity. The second takeaway is, to maintain productivity, compartmentalize and demythologize your work. Harmful mythologies about creative work have long hampered creators' work and have stood in the way of creative people understanding the value of practice. These mythologies include authenticity and calling. Compartmentalization can benefit any kind of creative work. It means performing each part of your practice in isolation, such as, for a writer, refraining from editing during the drafting stage. Treat idea generation as a compartment and don't insist on discovering a great idea before you start work. Original good ideas don't happen that often. Don't resist genre either. Working within a genre helps you determine the form of your work and clears the way for productivity. Consider producing in quantity as a possible route to quality. The third takeaway is, don't attempt to judge your own work unless you've developed good taste. Creators can go astray by trying to evaluate their own ideas and work. They need to be able to see their work the way their audience sees it, and they usually don't do this well. Consider evaluation as a separate task from creating, and focus on creating. To determine whether an idea might be worth pursuing, and to learn from people's responses to your work, find people who are skilled in giving feedback and consider presenting your work to the smallest viable audience. Use care in choosing these people. You need people who can give you accurate feedback, people who have good taste and can put their feedback into words, a rare skill. Incompetent feedback can discourage you and stymie your career. And avoid criticizing yourself, as this leads to the loss of creativity. The fourth takeaway is, develop measures and motivation that support productivity. Bob Dylan lives on a bus because he cares more about getting to gigs than he does about living in a fancy house. If you have intrinsic motivation like Dylan's, you will get what you seek. You will be able to create. If some other form of achievement instead motivates you, you run low odds of reaching it because you will lack the intrinsic motivation necessary to do the work. For measures of your work's impact, avoid easy metrics. Instead, measure the depth rather than the breadth of the impact. An excellent palliative care physician will have all of her patients die. Choose the right thing to measure. Godin says he measures his impact by what his students have gone on to teach other people. The fifth takeaway is, as a creator, you have an obligation to ship your work. Creators can have an aversion to shipping their work because they feel negative about hustling, and they view putting their work out into the world as a selfish act. But creative work, by definition, will make someone's life better in some way. Like a lifeguard who dives in when a person needs rescuing, consider it a generous, helpful act to ship your work. Shipping work counts among the obligations of a creative member of a community.